You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Some fun. and we're gonna talk sports. All right. So y'all don't go nowhere. I'm gonna play some more music, and when I come back, you know, you'll be back live with your boy T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com. Hey, that's right, that's right, that's right. Y'all just heard me. Y'all heard me. That was me, man. Look, that was me on the commercial. That was a commercial. Wow, okay. All right, this is what you smiling, man. We back here on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Man, those songs, man, I was just sitting here listening. And I was like, man, I think I want to play some more music. Which is fine, you know, this is a radio network, you know, we talk and we listen, you know, and we take action. That's our motto here. And so what I like to do, I want to play some more music. But before I do that, real quick, I do want to send a special shout out, man. We was talking about the Olympics, and I have a cousin, shout out to my cousin Kyle Clemens. He's been in the Olympics and everything. He's married to the Christina Clemens, and those of you that don't know, or she runs hurdles. She runs hurdles for the USA. And she was the young lady that got endorsed. Well, she wore the Cool Ranch Dorito earrings. And some of y'all probably seen that on the news or whatever, but that's her name. And she just recently went to Tokyo to compete in that. And so we want to thank her for, you know, just being a part of the Olympics and showing us men as black men and black women that, you know, whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. So shout out, definitely give a special shout out to her for making that journey over to Tokyo. Unfortunately, she didn't get a chance to qualify, but you know what? It's all good because she's coming back stronger, working harder, going to do her thing next year, next Olympics. All right, so again, I wanted to say that, and then I want to go back into some music, man. This next song I want to play, man, just some smooth, just real chill song, man. It's called Again and Again by Miss Carmen Rogers. Y'all stay tuned. It's your boy T Smiley right here on the Cave Radio Show, We Talk Radio Network. Yep. We'll be right back.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, this your boy T. Smiley. We are back on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, your number one listening radio network station. Yeah, I said it. I want to bring in Mr. E-Man. Mr. E-Man is joining me on today. Y'all listen, this is a great man right here, man, a good friend of mine. I just love his spirit, man. And E-Man, what's going on, my friend?
What's going on, Mr. T? How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, doing good. I'm doing real good, man. Just, you know, sitting back, you know, just really chilling this morning, man. It's been a rough week at work. The past 2 days, I've been training Thursday and Friday, see, because I'm a security downtown Dallas. And So I'm the lead LP, as they call it. I'm the lead security guard down at my building. And so I've been training since Thursday, man. And yesterday, I had 2 people I trained at the same time, man. So last night I told them, I said, y'all go to work. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit down and relax. Y'all got it. And so, so they start today. The first one starts today at 3. So I'm, you know, hoping and expecting they, you know, learn something and going to do a good job. So.
Yeah, they'll be fine. I'm quite sure they was trained well. Just make sure they know their command center's orders, you know.
Yeah. And I told them, I said it's only them today, so they're gonna figure it out. I think they're gonna do a good job though, man. We got some good people, man. So, I want to bring in. I have a gentleman on this line, man. When I tell you I grew up with this guy right here, when I tell you I don't have a blood brother, but if I did, this is my brother right here. This is my brother, Mr. DP. I'm going to call him Mr. DP. I don't know what you want me to call him. Call him DP. What's going on?
What it do?
What it do, man? What's up, my brother?
Cooling. How you living, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I cannot complain, man. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. No doubt what you said. We no doubt grew up together. On the third.
Man, right next door.
Yeah. What's the dealio, Mr. DP?
Man, we just down here. My wife and I in New Orleans celebrating my birthday weekend, so we're enjoying ourselves.
That's what's up.
Birthday weekend. Man. Happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we want to give you a happy birthday, special happy birthday from the Cave Radio Show. Today, since you're calling in, I just want you to know you are part of the Caveman Radio Show. So you are a caveman right here on the radio show. That's what I call all my fellas on here, the cavemen. So you're part of the caveman family.
Well, yes. I feel honored to be in such great company.
That is good. Mr. E-Man, listen, me and this guy right here, man, when I tell you we grew up next together, we rode the same bus. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, right. Matter of fact, I think at one point we had matching clothes. Like, we were that tight. You remember that outfit? The blue jean and white outfit?
Yeah. Sure,
the Air Force Ones. Hey, he kept me tight. He kept me tight.
Yeah, man. You know, Mr. T. Last
year. Yeah, you used to be back with day and everything.
Right.
What was that?
You know what's funny?
Used to do the
last
music
week.
Together and everything. Oh, my bad.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You a musician?
I'm sorry. Mr. E-Man, go ahead.
Oh, I was asking. He was a musician, too. You know, he said y'all played music together, sound like.
Yes, sir. We used to play music together.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. You another drummer? Because I always like to get a drummer song, you know.
I'm no drummer like Mr. TJ there. I'm after the first. I can keep the beat. That's about it.
Follow the beat up.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Well, you know what, Mr. DP, it's funny because this past Sunday night we was talking about friends on the E-Man After Show. And let me ask you this question. You know, we were talking about friends, and I think my title was, what type of friend are you? Are you a friend taker or are you a friend giver? You know, y'all brothers sound like y'all best friends, you know, that friendship that y'all have become like a brother. You know, I'll just kind of ask that question just to throw it out there. What type of friend are you, Mr. DP?
You know, I don't think I understand the giving or taking part, but I definitely believe in giving in terms of without expectation. And
that's what's up.
You put out that good energy into the world, the right mm-hmm. energy that's good for you will always come back, you know, whether that's through relationships like I have with Mr. Smiley,
right.
other great relationships and friends in my life, man. And it, you know, when you take, you're going to drain that relationship dry. But if everybody giving, it's going to stay full.
Right, right. Well, you know, I want to ask that question because, you know, I always like to see brothers, you know, be true friends. And it sounds like y'all two brothers are true friends, so authentic and, you know, like almost like blood brothers because, you know, Mr. T don't have a biological brother, but blood brothers, you know, you can just tell just you know, in the speaking and the camaraderie, you know. And it's always good to have just a good friend. So, you know, since T my little brother now, so, you know, I guess we all got to be brothers.
Yep, that's it. That's it. You're a big bro.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Listen, man, I'm just going back memory lane. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so, E-Man, our home back in Arkansas, I think our house, my mom's house was the first house that went up. And then I was like 10 years old, and then I believe DP, his house went up too, and then that's when I met him. And
right.
shoot, ever since I can remember, ever since like 10 years old, like we've been tight, man, and being able to go to school and then going to school together. And if I had any problems, I'm like, hey man, get them, man. They messing with me. I used to be with them,
yeah. Take care of my little lightweight for me.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we stuck together. Yeah, we stuck together, man. And it's just amazing. Like, you know, we still got the connection. And DP, you say you live now in Florida?
No, I'm in Austin, bro.
Austin. You're in Austin. Okay, so you're in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, not
yes,
too
sir.
Far. Not too far.
No.
Not too
I'll be,
far.
I'll be in the Triple D probably next week, so I'll link up with you.
Uh-oh, all right, that's what's up, man. Listen, hey, E-Man, I'm gonna have to introduce you, E-Man. I'm gonna have to introduce you to him, man. Good people.
Yeah, we have to hang out. We have to do a little something. Before you come up to Dallas, Mr. DP, stop on over to Capitol and get my stimulus check before you come up here.
I got you.
Just pick it up for me and bring it with you.
I got you. I'll go in the bathroom where they're holding them at.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Hey guys, what do y'all think? All right. So I know we all watch sports. What do y'all think about all these trades, these recent NBA trades and big threes, super teams? What do y'all think about that? Like, what are some of the trades that stuck out to y'all? I'll let DP go first.
I'm going to be honest with you. I can't say I've been following it, man. I've just been real busy with my business and work. So I do love to see the people teaming up, you know, to go do great things and definitely, you know, getting after the money that's due to them. So I can definitely celebrate that, but I can't say I've been watching with a lot of
that's
close
cool.
attention.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool. No problem. E-Man, how about you?
Yeah, you know what, T-Smile, I'm kind of in the same boat, but, you know, I do know the biggest trade that everybody's talking about is the Westbrook trade over to L.A. You
see,
know,
that's the number one trade. That's the number one trade. I wanted you to say that. Go ahead.
I know you set me up to 9-time NBA All-Star. You know, the most valuable player. You know, graduated from UCLA.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
he
yes,
have become
sir.
A Lakey. You know what I'm saying? that's the hot topic right there. That's the, you know, the ESPN, they blowing up right about now, right?
we gonna keep it going over here. Well, so with that trade being said, man, that was the biggest trade of the NBA trade. Seriously, that was that, and also the number two trade that they got was Carmelo Anthony. Let's not forget him.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
Oh man! Yes. And so you bring in Westbrook and Carmelo, which already had that connection, mm-hmm. teammate chemistry, playing together in was it Houston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you bring those two back, of course, with bringing back Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. So you trying to say the Lakers already got a championship? That's what you're trying to say.
Listen, if you was here when I started this show, I said I'm gonna go ahead and say it right here on the KM radio show. T. Smiley is saying the Lakers are champions in 2022 next year. They are gonna be the champion. Mark my words.
Old Goat James.
that's a great looking team right about now.
But you know, Mr. T, I know LA got the money. But I just wonder what was the contract, you know. Wonder what it took to get Westbrook over there.
Man, they had to take, you know, that's a good question. I believe he, you know, he wouldn't have came for nothing, for no little money. Let's just say that.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he got about 20 mil.
20?
I think I've seen something like that.
Okay.
It could have been somebody else. I don't know. But
he got the purse. They got the purse over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So him being a point guard, how do you think him and LeBron gonna match up? I mean, him and LeBron gonna how you think their chemistry gonna look out?
I think it's gonna work out good. I think that'll give LeBron a chance to work off the ball as much as possible. But I do believe it's probably gonna be a Westbrook, LeBron, point guard situation for a little bit.
Yeah. I was like, that's going to be interesting to see how this dynamic works. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, Westbrook could run the point, and you know, that gives LeBron and Carmelo Anthony something to work with. But then if you put LeBron at point, you know, Westbrook, he can move around and do his thing because, you know, he going, you know, that's the king of triple-doubles right there.
Right there. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, I'm all just for that team there, you know, because, you know, my son graduated from, actually my son, you know, he went to UCLA too. He graduated from UCLA, you know, went on to New Orleans. But, you know, had opportunity, you know, because, you know, we cover sports a lot, you know, had opportunity to meet Westbrook, you know. But I'm going to get that ESPN package. I'm going to update it just because of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
going to get that ESPN. Yes, sir.
It's going to be good to see.
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing a lot of sports parties when L.A. and Dallas start playing this team.
Oh man, yes sir, definitely, man. Definitely gonna get out there, man. Definitely.
Oh man, it's gonna be awesome. Get Mr. DP to come up. He's just right there in Austin, ain't but a couple of hours.
He's just
join the party.
Yeah. Yeah, come on down, man. We'll definitely be in the game.
Yes, sir.
Hey brothers, I got to get ready to slide out of here to an event, but I appreciate y'all having me on.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for coming on. First time coming on to the show, and definitely don't let it be your last, man. And we'll link up next week when you come into town.
No doubt, bro. Sounds good, man. It's nice to meet you as well.
All right, man. Stay black and bleed best, Buck, my brother.
No doubt. Power to the people.
Yes, sir. Peace.
All right.
But yeah, Mr. E, man. Yeah, man. That was a good, dear, good friend of mine. You know, he.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. Good friend of mine. It was, it's crazy, man. He.
Yeah.
Yeah, he taught me a lot. Helped me out throughout, you know, school and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I just. You know, it's cool. It's cool to have that. It's cool to have that friendship, man. Like, you know, some, you know, some friend. You have them friends in school, and then you know, things life go by and stuff like that. And then you don't hear from them no more. So,
right, right.
And it's not nothing that y'all have done to each other. It's just, you know, hey, life brings changes. So,
and that's what I call seasons. Cause, you know, we all have those seasons in life where. You know, because I got some friends like that too. Like I was sharing this past Sunday night. You know, you know, you don't hear from them. They go on and be successful and doing other things. And man, you hear from them. It ain't like you lost a beat. It's just like you were talking yesterday.
Yep.
You know, and mm-hmm. and it's good to get to have those confidants, man. That can, you know, because you find out, Mr. T, them a real friend. You know, they with you through thick and thin. You know, and. And it's always good, man, because we all get busy and get to going our own way. I heard you say earlier, you know, you was in training, you was busy this week, and man, every now and then to hear a good friend to call in, it just brighten up your day like, man, you mm-hmm. know, he doing good, Mr. T going good, you know, all is well, you know, because
yep.
a lot of our friends, Mr. T, they getting on up out of here, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You're right about that. I had a couple of them when I first moved, like the first couple of years I first moved down here, man. I was getting phone calls and, you know, mm-hmm. seeing that some of my friends and, you know, got up out of here. Some did some crazy things, you know, so and caused them to, you know, be locked up and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, it's still a friend, you know what I mean? Like, even though they
right.
you know, made the wrong choice, you know, you still have to, you know, be there for the support or whatever. Because I believe that's what a friend is, you know, somebody that's supportive, even in their wrong, even if they can receive you by telling them mm-hmm. something that they need to hear,
right.
that's a friend. So,
right,
no matter right. what it looks like. Mm-hmm.
Ms. T, I heard you say about the big three. What trade did they make in the big three? Because Andre Emin, his mother lived next door to my mother, you know, for a while.
Okay.
And then, you know, kind of grew up with Andre Emin. You know, we got Keo. And what kind of trade did the big three make?
I'm going in right now. Big three. So it was, you know, like, so let's see, Andre Iguodala, he went back to Warriors, and then you have over there in Miami, you know, you have mm-hmm. Butler, you have Butler, and then, oh, my goodness, mine just went blank. Hold on. I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So they got Butler, they got that center Bam, and then they have what's his name, Kyle Leonard.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They got some teams out there. Kyle Lowry.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a good 2022 season then, huh?
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, we still got Brooklyn. They still got Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Harden. So.
Right. Man, they play the Lakers, right?
Yeah, they do. That's going to be a good – that's definitely going to be a good game to watch right there. That's going to be game. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, Westbrook and Harden, they ain't best of buddies, you know what I'm saying? Coming from Oklahoma, you know? You know?
Right.
It's still been that little, you know, camaraderie there with Westbrook and Harden, you know, when they split up down there from Oklahoma. So him playing the Lakers, and And then, boy, that's going to be a game. We're going to have to go to the sports bar to check that one out.
Man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be some games, man, for real. Like, mm-hmm. Who is that? What's the other guy? DeMar DeRozan, he's going to the Bulls. You know, he was trying to get on the Lakers. And,
went to the Bulls?
Yeah, he was trying. Okay. Yeah, he ended up going to the Bulls, yeah. So that's going to mm-hmm. be a good team to watch, too.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Let me ask you something, E-Man. Did you happen to see the highlights or watch a little bit of the Dallas Cowboy game when they played the Steelers the other day?
Very vaguely. I got to see the because you know I was working a conference, the revival. Uh-huh. I got to see the highlights part where it was Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones and Troy Aikman, because you know they was Jimmy Johnson was entered into the Hall of Fame, you know.
Right.
And I did get to see the highlights, but I really didn't get to see the game.
Right. Mm-hmm. I watched a little of the highlights, and it was you know, I was still impressed, even though they lost, man. You know, they lost 16-3 to the Steelers,
okay.
But it was more so like a field goal game for a little bit. Good defense. Mm-hmm. The new running back that they got, the young man that was, I think his last name is Parsons or something like that. He actually did pretty good. Yeah, he ended up doing good. So, yeah, man. And then on top of that, I don't think Prescott. He's suffering a shoulder injury or something like that, and they're not really sure about his.
I did hear that. But you know what's funny, Mr. T? This is me. I mean, I don't know if maybe some listeners out there probably would agree to this too. It's just me, Mr. T. You tell me. It seemed like soon as they signed their contract, all hell just break loose. They can't play, you know. I'm just trying to figure it out. It's like, you know, they do good. They play good. They of course, with the stats anyway. But, man, as soon as they sign that contract and get the sign on the dotted line, all kind of hell just start happening. You know, yeah, because, you know, they
You're
say
right.
he's suffering with a, you know, and they don't anticipate to know when he's coming back. I mean, they got time because they saying, you know, I did see the report where they were saying, you know, that they weren't going to play him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that backup quarterback, I didn't get to see the game, but which backup quarterback did they use this Thursday night?
You know, I
heard he was promising he was good.
I was looking at that trying to figure out who it was, but it was last name is Rush. I don't know his first name. Mm-hmm. I didn't know his first name. I was on the roster just looking at it, but he was eight for 13. So yeah, he did pretty good.
Yeah, they say he's you know, just a little part that I did see that he was, you know, looking promising, you know. Of course, he's quick off his release. He's, you know, he can read that defense. You know, his eyes. They say his eyes confuse you. He's reading that. He's looking in those defensive back and all of them think he's looking at him at one time. One of my buddies was telling me that, and I was like, oh yeah. I said, so is he cockeyed or you know how you can you know. You know, a person could be looking at you. You think they looking at you too? They say he got them kind of eyes. You don't know who he's looking to, so he kind of confused defense. I was like, wow. That'll be a plus. If they think he's finna go to the left side, and he's finna throw to the right side. They don't even know, because <You know? laughs> he's looking you off. You know, he can read those defense to the point he's looking you off. You know, I was like, wow.
That's good. That's good. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy, right? Yeah, man.
But that boy Luka, man, they said Luka did his thing over in the Olympics, playing against France, but I think they lost by like 1 point. It was like 90-80 or something like that. But I hope they get the boy some help over here in Dallas, man. I hope they really get him some help over here.
Me too. I think Jason Kidd. He'll bring in a good team. Jason, because I believe Jason Kidd was on our winning team back in when we won the championship.
He knows
how to put them teams together. It's just to be interesting to see who we put around Luka. That's what's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
Who was that they were saying coming to Dallas, though? When they talk about LeBron coming to Dallas, did you see that? I think I saw that.
That's probably some fake news, man.
That's definitely fake news. I thought I saw that somewhere, and I was like, huh? LeBron coming to Dallas? Just that name will change the whole dynamics of Dallas, you know?
He'd be them brought another championship here, maybe. But it would be interesting to see, you know, if that ever did what to happen, man. It'd be crazy here in Dallas, man, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd definitely be crazy here in Dallas if he was to come. But, yeah, man, listen, it's been a great show, man. We just up here I really enjoy myself just talking, man, just having a good time listening to music and, you know, just reminiscing on old things and just kind of piggybacking on your show, and it was good. You know, you asked the question about the friend, man. We just continued on, and it was amazing to have a friend on today that I ain't spoke with in a while. I've seen with a little bit, and it's going to be good to see him next weekend, man. I'm excited. So this is your boy, T. Smiley. Thank you for Mr. E-Man for being on. Mr. E-Man, why don't you tell everybody about the show that you have on Sundays?
Well, yeah, to all the listeners out there on the K-Radio show, you can join me every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on We Talk Radio. It's E-Man After Show. It's Men's Talk, where, you know, our slogan is real boys and real men talk, you know. And so we have great conversation, you know. We have great topics, and if you sisters want to hear how we men think, join the E-Man After Show, how we talk, because we real men, and we talk real men's issues, and it's every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, yeah, join us this Sunday night. We'll be talking about back to school. You know, it's back to school this weekend.
Yes,
sir. And Mr. T, I know you are your father, and go ahead and get that back to school free tax weekend, you know, for back to school.
Yep.
So you get some free taxes on certain items. So we'll be kind of talking about that. Fathers, you know, because there's a lot of dads that they roll out to step up, especially their kids from K to, man, I ain't been to school in so many years. What is it, from K to 8th grade? How that work, Mr. T, from K to 8th, from the 8th to the 11th to the seniors? Boy.
Yeah, man. I gotta go out there today, man. I gotta get out there today and go get some school supplies and some, you know, of course, you know, clothes and, you know,
and then
a couple of days before school, gotta get the hair did. I'm just like, oh man.
And that's kind of what we're gonna be talking. We're gonna just have a conversation like what you're talking about, fathers that, you know, step up at the, you know, around school season. Because, you know, I have a question Sunday night because, you know, it's going to be a little bit interesting because we're coming off a year of COVID. You know, and last year, you know, school, because, you know, I work in the school system, Mr. T, you know. Emmy Conrad, I work over at Emmy Conrad. You know, I was telling people a few Sundays ago on the E-Man After Show, you know, I got about 9 jobs. I think they think I was playing. You know, me being a sound engineer, you know, me being, you know, video, you know, I get to, you know, I work for the Dallas Independent School District, you know, I do PA systems and audio and all that type stuff, you know.
Right.
And so
right.
When you're hearing the football games going on, that I'll pop up in one of those booths. You know.
Okay. All
and,
right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, all announcements and all that. We just handle the audio and all that type of stuff, you know. And school start back Monday for us. You know, we've been back this week. You know, school start back Monday. So kind of going to kind of talk about that you know, the kids, you know, coming back to school because a lot of them, you know, they did the virtual last year because, you know, with the world shut down.
Yeah.
How do parents feel about kids going back to school with the pandemic, with the numbers rise? So we're going to get into a little bit of that tomorrow night, Mr. T. Yes, sir.
That's good. Yes. I'm definitely going to be there, man, because I'm part of those parents that, you know, of course we did virtual last year, but,
right.
You know, this year they're going back, you know, and I'm just, you know, that's definitely, mm-hmm. yeah, we're going to talk about that. So I'm looking forward to that show on tomorrow, that great conversation. Again, we want to thank everybody for listening in on today on the Cave Radio Show with myself, Mr. T. Smiley, and, of course, with the E-Man being here on today and our radio listener that called in. We just want to thank everybody for listening in. As we always do, we end out the show with prayer. So, Father God, we just thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for just clothing us, God, in our right minds, God. Thank you for just shielding and protecting us all week long, God, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us, God, as we go throughout our day, go throughout our week, God. We ask that you just touch and cover each child that's in school and getting ready to start school, God. We ask that you just cover them under your blood, God.
Keep them safe from
the COVID, God. Keep them safe from all the sickness that's out there, God. Bring them back, God, to and from, God, in your will, God. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I agree.
Yes, sir. Listen, we're going to leave out on this song, man. Hey, Mr. E-Man, I think you love this song. It's called We Need You by Mr. Titus Showers. Thank you, guys, and we'll see y'all next Saturday.
All right.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. When it all falls down and there's no way out. Hey, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Ooh, we know who you are and you never change. You still got over everything. Oh, Lord, we need you. I don't wanna sound selfish. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.